Several recent polls paint a grim picture of how Americans view the war in Iraq. One survey by the Washington Post and ABC News found that 52% of those asked believe the United States is losing the war, and that 70% disapprove of President Bush's handling of the conflict. Another poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News found the president's own job approval rating at 34%, an all-time low for that survey. Other polls by Newsweek magazine, USA Today, and the Gallup Organization and CBS News contain similar findings. Sarah Dutton is deputy director of surveys for CBS News.
One thing most Americans do expect from the new Congress is that it will try to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq, and that's something that more than half the public would like to see.
The surveys suggest most Americans want U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq within the next 2 years. President Bush is busy preparing his new strategy for Iraq, which will be unveiled early in the new year. Mr. Bush says most Americans want to succeed in Iraq and that it's important for the United States to remain engaged there.
We're not going to give up. The stakes are too high, and the consequences too grave to turn Iraq over to extremists who want to do the American people and the Iraqi people harm.
A recent USA Today Gallup poll found that about 8 in 10 Americans agree with the president's desire for success in Iraq, but the poll also found that by a 2-to-1 margin, most people do not believe the cost of succeeding in Iraq is worth it. A few Democrats in Congress continue to push for an immediate withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. Among them is Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who's announced he's running for president in 2008.
We're actually planning to spend twice as much on the war as we did last year. Somebody didn't get the message. And unfortunately, it is the leadership of the Democratic Party. And the consequences may be disastrous for our party, our nation, and the world.
Kucinich also ran for president in 2004, but garnered little support. Most Democrats oppose an immediate withdrawal from Iraq, but will be looking to President Bush to offer a new strategy on the conflict that will bring U.S. troops home sooner rather than later. Tom DeFrank is Washington Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News and a guest on VOA's Issues in the News program.
And he understands that he now has to share power. He's lost control of Congress, which means he's lost control of the legislative agenda. The president is not going to be able to wield the power he wielded for the last 6 years. And he understands it, I think, finally.
Mr. Bush says he will take into account the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group as part of the administration's policy review before deciding on a new course in Iraq. Former Republican Senator Bob Dole says it's important to try to unify the country around a new strategy in order to avoid a repeat of the mistakes made during the Vietnam War in the 1960s and 1970s.
In the American experience, wars that enjoy equivocal support from our people usually end with equivocal outcomes. This is why our country must unite beyond a strategy for a successful military mission, a viable exit plan, and a recognizable vision for Iraq's future.
That is also the view of the bipartisan Iraq Study Group, led by former Secretary of State James Baker and former Congressman Lee Hamilton. Former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta is a member of the panel.
We have made a terrible commitment in Iraq in terms of our blood and our treasure. And I think we owe it to them to try to take one last chance at making Iraq work. And more importantly, to take one last chance at unifying this country on this war.
President Bush and members of Congress from both parties have raised concerns about some of the recommendations from the Iraq Study Group, especially the proposal to reach out diplomatically to Syria and Iran. Despite those concerns, political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says the November election results and the report of the Iraq Study Group have given official Washington a rare chance to reassess U.S. policy toward Iraq.
You know what it does is a defining moment. Both the elections and the issuing of the report provide political figures an opportunity to reassess, to take a deep breath and say, okay, Yeah, what went right and what went wrong? Not a lot went right. Some things went right militarily initially, but since then a lot has gone wrong. What can we do to change things?
Iraq is likely to be a key topic of debate in the 2008 presidential election. Susan Rice served in the State Department and on the National Security Council during the Clinton administration. She's now a foreign policy expert at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Rice says Republican presidential candidates should be concerned if Iraq remains the major political issue 2 years from now.
I think if there's one thing that's clear out of this past week is that the Republicans do not want Iraq to be the dominant issue in 08. And so they face a self-interested imperative to take the issue off the table.
Several presidential contenders are expected to announce their White House plans early in the new year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。